This is Bill Alford with the Hounds Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, December 17th. Two new pork anti-dumping stories were making the rounds yesterday, one where China will apply anti-dumping tariffs on the EU, and one where Mexico will launch a probe into alleged US dumping activity. As a reminder, dumping is when the exporter sells product to an importer at a lower cost than what would be considered the market price. If tariffs or penalties are applied fully, some supply chain linkages could be disrupted, but impacts to Canadian hog prices are expected to be minimal for now. The EU is the largest exporter of pork to China, so an announcement that China is applying additional tariffs on its major supplier raises some eyebrows. For now, the rates announced by China's Ministry of Commerce have them between 4.9% and 19.8% depending on the exporter. The new rates take effect today and will last for 5 years. Backfill opportunities for the USA? Probably not significantly. The U.S. mostly ships variety meats edible offal to China, with very little primal cuts making it into the country. Having an export market for offal does add value to the overall carcass, but that merely goes to the packing plant, and almost none of that will make it to the price of a market hog. At the end of the day, producer prices on both sides of the border respond to bids on live animals. And simply put, packers have no incentive to bid higher for hogs when all they are doing is finding a home for a byproduct that doesn't really have a domestic market. For the primal cuts that are needed, China's always had ways around that. For starters, the lower tariff rate will likely be applied to the primals that are in more demand, but they also have a history of issuing exemption certificates after tariffs have been applied. Moreover, China's producer prices are presently considered low, with Chinese hog producers operating at a loss. It is a major concern for officials who need to keep producers delivering to processing plants, which is a food security and self-sustainability issue. While this will only be confirmed in hindsight, our suspicion is that China is targeting EU pork on purpose to create a shortage in an attempt to raise domestic producer prices.